Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCutchie from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Jake Wachtel. Jake, pleasure to have you here.
Thanks so much.
And you're presenting the opening film of the International Critics Week, Karma Link. Fascinating film. I watched it, but it's kind of one of those films where I really wouldn't even know where to start when kind of given a little bit of an overview to give the listeners an idea of what the film is about. Do you have anything ready so that...
it takes place in Phnom Penh, the capital city of Cambodia, in the near future, and it's about a boy who can recall his past lives, and he, over and over again, he sees this golden treasure in his past life visions, and so he convinces the neighborhood detective. There's a girl in his neighborhood who's kind of no-nonsense misanthrope, but super sharp, to help him try to find the treasure. But there's a genius neuroscientist who's trying to digitize his consciousness on a search for digital enlightenment that figures in. So it's... it's a Buddhist sci-fi.
That's actually what I was going to ask you. My follow-up question would have been, before I watched the film, I kind of looked it up and I saw that term, Buddhist sci-fi. I don't think I've ever seen it or maybe come across it. What does that mean exactly? How would you describe that?
I think that at the base level, it's got, it's really informed by, I've been a student of Buddhism and an avid meditator for like 10 years. And so it's really informed by that, all that stuff that is really engrossing and illuminating to me. But also I've always been a sci-fi fan. I grew up in Silicon Valley. I studied neuroscience in college, and I have a lot of friends working in tech. And to me, there's... I'm fascinated with consciousness and the brain and the idea of enlightenment, and I think that there's some interesting like overlap or interlacing there between the meditation project and what people are up to in Silicon Valley with technology, and so wanting to explore that.
So you're a scholar of Buddhism, but you've also got the neuroscience background that kind of allows you to be informed also when it comes to that part of the story. That's very interesting.
Yeah, and I think they both point to the same thing. It's like, how do we understand our brain? How do we understand consciousness? So there's...
Is this something that you've kind of always been aware of or concerned with, even when you were a kid maybe and you were thinking about things and having thoughts?
Yeah, that's a good question. My mom told me recently, which kind of surprised me, she described me as a very spiritual child. I used to, I loved to like sit and watch lizards and butterflies, and I would just sort of entertain myself like sitting with that and being quiet. I don't know. It's not something. Yeah. So I guess there are antecedents there.
What is your definition of spirituality?
That's a great question. I feel like I'm a big fan of science, but there's so much beyond what I feel like we're ever going to be able to understand with science, and that's what spirituality is. For me.
So has the road also led you to Cambodia, or was this a place that you were familiar with, you've been familiar with a long time?
Yeah, so I moved to Cambodia in 2014 to teach filmmaking for a year to kids living in Trollope Beck, the neighborhood that's featured in the film. I spent a year teaching kids, getting to know their neighborhood, getting to know these students, and the So that came first, and then the idea for the movie came after forming that relationship.
And were they the kids that we see in the movie?
Yeah.
So it's almost like a bit of a street casting,
I wrote the script around two of my film students, kind of based on their personalities.
Awesome, yeah. And so you kind of trained them, and obviously being in front of a camera is maybe a little unsettling to some people. Did you have to do anything with that, or were they comfortable with the whole process?
Well, it's cool. From the beginning, I got to know them through teaching film. So they were making movies in the class together, and that was a really kind of low-stakes way to get used to this whole idea. And then, yeah, we had a long rehearsal process where I was having them over to my house several times a week for like several months, where we started off playing some acting games, and we had other kids from the community around just to kind of create that comfortable vibe. And then we sort of progressed into focusing on scenes from the movie. And so we had run all of the scenes a bunch of times before we got to shooting. But yeah. I think it was still when we were shooting and we had, you know, the big camera and the whole crew around, it was a different experience. But they really, I think they really took to it. And
yeah. I mean, we talked about Buddhism, neuroscience, we threw in some big words out there, but I also think that this film is legitimately also fun to watch, visually stunning. There's some excellent effects there, and so it's great. But you are a scholar of, as you said, interested in Buddhism, you have an interest in science and all things science, and you also have an interest in the ukulele.
Oh, yeah.
So you, as soon as I heard that you had a ukulele and that you, you know, we'd love to kind of hear a little bit of ukulele music because, you know, things are stressful here. It's a film festival. Things can get hectic.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite. Would that, when I'm getting a little stressed out to calm me down.
You got an open mic, and if you can just kind of, you know, we need that too.
I want to play. So I lived in Cambodia on and off since 2014. So I've learned to sing a couple of the Cambodian classics. There's an artist named Sin Sisamut who is kind of like Elvis and the Beatles rolled into one. I mean, he was the top. And this is my favorite song of his. I just play a little piece of it, but it's called Champa Battambang. And it's a song about, it's like a song that's nostalgic for the past. And for me, in a country that has such a tough history, and this is a song that's sort of remembering the time before the Khmer Rouge. And so it has a special resonance these days. And I really love it. I love getting to play it in Cambodia, singing with Cambodians, so I'm happy to share it with you now.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Battambang Bando Chit Ay Kyam Som Le Hai Le Tang Lai Tang Pi Klein Kyam Bang Kier Tao Ching Ai Po Pai Next Type Mien Pai Lai Oh Batam Bang Kong Bang Yu Hai Tao Ting Ai Da Lai Ban Yo Pe Kra Chit Cho Tro Bo Ro Ting Ai Klai Sai Chang Ban Chan Pa Ban Ta Bang Ai Chang ban chang pa ba ta bang ai.
All right.
Akun Charan, thank you very much.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Yeah. Jake, I can think of no better way to end our conversation, and it has been absolutely fascinating having you here. Thanks for the music, and thank you for the movie. Karmalink, an amazing film, and I urge you all listeners to check it out. Jake, thanks again.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.